One coda to our story of Philadelphia in 1808. That year, a neighborhood north of Old City became known as Fishtown. Close to where William Penn signed his treaty with the Native Americans, it was home to both fishermen and boat builders. The land was owned by Anthony Palmer, and when he died in 1749, he set aside property to be used as a burial ground for Fishtown residents. Even today, if you live in Fishtown, you can be buried in the Palmer Cemetery.
You get a free plot.
A free plot.
You have to pay for the burial.
That's Ken Milano, the unofficial local historian of Fishtown. The cemetery is about the size of two big city blocks, with small hills, winding paths, shade trees, and a haphazard collection of headstones. One of the oldest is that of John Houston, who died in 1821 at the age of 77.
He's our local Revolutionary War hero. We still have a street in his name. And he was an English immigrant who Franklin brought over and helped set up in a calico printing works. John Houston's fabric rivaled anything that was coming out of London and Paris, and he was considered the first textile printer of high quality in America. And he also, when the revolution broke out, he was very keen on fighting the crown. He was not a monarch by any means. One of the reasons why his parents had asked Franklin to take him to America, they were couldn't handle his behavior over there. But he formed a militia, a company of militia out of his workers, and got a commission as a captain and served honorably in the revolution, being captured, having a bounty on his head, and being captured and hauled off to Long Island after spending some time in the Walnut Street prison, so escaped from Long Island, almost drowning in the process, making his way back here to fight again in the revolution. Then to open his factory up again.
Huh?
Mrs. Washington, Martha Washington, would come to his printing works to buy fabrics and had him commission a silhouette of Washington. Yeah, it's a pretty famous guy. He's our most famous guy in the cemetery.
Ken Milano says there is an ages-old procedure to determine where in the cemetery a deceased resident of Fishtown would be buried today.
You will go and you will pick out a spot where you would like to be buried. For example, right here, there seems to be an empty spot there.
Right.
So they might go and start poking with this big, long metal rod that they have. And if they poke in enough spots and they don't hit anything, I mean, it goes down 6 feet, you know, and they don't hit anything, then you can be buried there.
But empty plots are getting harder to find. Ken Milano says that there's talk that the burying days may come to a close, which could be a good thing. Right now, the graveyard cannot be designated a National Historic Spot, because it is still an active cemetery. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Prudential Retirement, offering IncomeFlex, designed to provide retirement income. It's a new day for retirement plans. Prudential.com/IFX. From the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And from Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Okay, if we can get things started here now.
It's time to play the music.
We all know Kermit and the gang from The Muppet Show and Sesame Street, but there was much more to master Muppeteer Jim Henson. Now some of his lesser-known work gets a shot in the spotlight.
It makes a grouch feel terrific.
I'm Andrea Seabrook. Peek into Jim Henson's fantastic world. Next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.